This is a Medical Minute from Madison County Home Care and Hospice on WART, the voice of Madison County, North Carolina.
Hi, this is Rhiannon Vaughn. I'm the Nursing Supervisor for Madison Home Care and Hospice, and I wanted to talk to you today about hospice and what it is. I'd like to address some of the common misconceptions that people have about hospice. Frequently, they think it's a place that you go to when it's time to die. And it is true that there are inpatient facilities that do help with that process, but hospice is really more of a service for families who have a loved one in the process of dying. And sometimes this can take a while. It's not always a quick process. If you're going to die, and we all are, I look at it as I really want to do it my way. And my way would be being in my home and having my family take care of me with some help. And that's what hospice does. We teach your family or your caregivers to provide exactly what you need. We provide your medications so that you can have everything at home, just the way you like it. Now, home may be an assisted living facility or a skilled nursing facility, but we go wherever home is. People think that end-of-life care has to be expensive, and that's not necessarily true. Hospice is paid for by Medicare A, and people who don't qualify for that frequently have insurance that pays, or there are funds that we can obtain so that people can get care without having to have a lot of money. So we teach you to do the care at home and provide support for your family. Hospice is not just for the elderly. It's for anybody facing a life-limiting illness. Sometimes people will say, I don't want to go to the hospital anymore. I'm tired of this. And that's perfect for hospice because then you don't have to go to the hospital anymore. We come to you and take care of it there. Hospice also provides emotional, spiritual, and social work support for the whole family while in the process of losing a loved one, because it can be very difficult. And this includes providing services and help for children. Everybody responds differently in this situation, but it's something we all have to go through. Hospice doesn't do anything to speed things up or slow things down. We let the natural process take its course. We just provide symptom control and comfort management in the meantime. And that includes pain and shortness of breath and anything that is a comfort issue. Now, some people think, oh, well, they just give morphine until the person dies. Well, it is true that we give morphine unless there's an allergy. Morphine is known for being a wonderful painkiller, but what people don't usually know is that it's the magic bullet for shortness of breath. Smothering is not comfortable, and it's something that we can control. Morphine will not cause respiratory depression if it's given slowly in small doses and gradually gone up. Sometimes you don't have to go up, but starting out slow is the key to doing it safely, so that people can be comfortable and they don't have to feel like they're smothering and they don't have to feel like they're in pain. So if you're interested in anything about hospice, please call us. We'd love to answer your questions, or you can contact the National Hospice and Palliative Care Association online at any point. Again, this is Ree Vaughn from Madison Home Care and Hospice. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
This has been a Medical Minute from Madison County Home Care and Hospice on WART, the voice of Madison County, North Carolina. To learn more, please go to www.hotspringshealth-nc.org.